Hey, and welcome back to Father-Son Fireside Chat. How's it going today, Forrest?
Good. How about you?
Good, man. I'm doing really well. Had a pretty good day today. Went to the gym, taught the kids, cut out of practice a little bit early, come home, make you some tacos. What'd you think about the tacos?
They were good. They were as satisfying as any other Tuesday. So
I guess it's a good thing I came home and got you tacos. I wasn't going to get you tacos. And then I texted Miss Kristen that Alex wasn't coming over to get tacos, coming over to eat tacos. And she said, you know, Forrest is going to want some tacos. And I was like, crap, I was going to get a steak. But we had tacos instead. How were the tacos?
They were good.
Did I make them all right?
Yep. They were fine.
Yummy?
Yep.
Tasty?
Yeah.
Scrumptious?
Yeah.
How were the shells?
Shells were good. After I cooked them the second time, we realized that it was just a hard batch and we needed to cook it for a little bit longer.
Yeah, good, good. So everything went good and yep. Tacos came out yummy. How's everything else going?
Good. I mean, I had a pretty good day at school, and I mean, I had double language today, which is like kind of the most dreaded day.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Chinese isn't as bad as for me, because I actually this probably
cheater, pumpkin eater. Had a wife and couldn't keep her.
That's probably the class I try the hardest in.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you did dual language. You did good today. You skipped practice day. Why don't you like jiu-jitsu anymore?
Well, it just seemed like Tuesday night was kind of a bad night. I mean, Saturdays are okay, so I might eventually look back to that, especially now that it's kind of close to the tournament and I'm kind of considering doing it.
Yeah, you better hurry up because we're like 2 weeks out and it's tournament time.
2 weeks out?
2 weeks out. It's just April 7th.
It's April 7th. I thought it was like April 17th or something.
No, April 7th. So it's this week is Easter. Next week is the tournament. The week after that is don't hit the mic. The week after that is your piano concert.
Yeah, that's a busy couple weekends, but I mean, at this point, if it's 2 weeks out, I'm not sure if I'm.
You did death camp at the gym.
Yeah, but oh.
Yeah, we'll see how you're ready.
Yeah.
You know, you need to go real hard with Nishan and maybe Matt Flores and see where you're at.
Nishan.
Yeah, Nishan's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's flexible too. So.
And he's back. He's doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Anything? How's this trip going for you? Mom's been out of town for a few days now. We last time you said it was really chaotic for you and you're a little bit stressed out. How's it going this time?
Great. I mean, not as stressed like last time. And I think mainly the reason that last time was so bad is because I kept forgetting my elevator pass. So I missed the bus like twice. You had to drive my elevator pass to me and then go to work, and it was kind of...
The one time I was already at work.
Yeah, it was bad for everybody.
Yeah.
And we were late all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At least we're getting like 5 or 10 minutes earlier, but it's still not really...
I was on time today.
You were?
Yeah, I was on time today.
You made it on time?
Yeah, I didn't have to stop at the store. I had some rock stars in the car.
Oh.
That's the trick, because the store takes a long time in the morning because everyone's slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problems with the trip? Not feeling lonely or anything?
No.
I'm here enough for you?
I miss Mom because, like, it just, not the same without Mom. But, I mean, it's cool hanging out with you. And since we don't really get to hang out as much, and usually I stay home when you're gone, so it's pretty cool to be able to hang out with you for a little bit while Mom's gone.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. I've been having a good time, too. I've been really enjoying doing this podcast with you because after the first couple, you just stop like talking like it's a podcast and you're just talking with me, and that's kind of what the whole goal is.
I was talking like it was a podcast the first few times?
Yeah, the first few times where you're really concentrating on what you're saying and you were thinking about it. Now you're just talking like you're supposed to. Like we're talking with each other, and that's what the whole goal for this is, just for us to talk with each other.
I have a title for it.
What's that?
Campfire Chat or... Father, some campfire chat?
I don't know. Fireside Chat is like the name of like how they used to talk in old days, I guess. I don't know where that came from, actually, but...
It's kind of like by the campfire, just telling stories and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
It's calm talking, not thinking really. That's hard. Obviously, you got to think.
So, besides for coming up with a name for the podcast, what do you think that adults get wrong all the time? What's something that you think that adults do wrong?
What age group of adults are you talking about?
Just adults. Any adults. Adults in general.
Adults in general. Well, there are lots of different people, so a lot of different people get a lot of different things wrong. But I think the worst thing that most adults do is kind of get so stressed and so worked up about and stressed over work that it kind of takes them away from their personal interests for normal people. And then I think some other adults that are younger and still, like, learning a little bit about being an adult and being responsible and everything are a little irrational and sometimes ignorant about some things and don't use their common sense at times. So, I mean, that's my two cents about the younger adult wave. And then, in general, adults just kind of forget about their hobbies and stuff, and they have a hard time doing that unless they're like you and they kind of make a job out of it.
I just live my hobby. That's what I do.
Yeah.
When you become an adult, what's the one thing you're not going to change that most adults do? What are you going to do different than most adults?
The kind of three things that I'm trying to follow is no drinks, no drugs, and don't swear a lot. Because I feel like swearing is just unhealthy for everybody that's around that hears it.
I swear a lot. Do you think I'm unhealthy?
No, it's not the greatest thing in the world. I personally don't like swearing.
Right.
And I don't like the kind of violent or harshness of the word. I mean, like saying half-ing it.
Half-assing it?
Yeah. Or something like a phrase like that. I mean,
or like,
that doesn't really
fuck
bother me too
or
much.
Damn or shit or poop, tits, boobs.
I'm just saying, like,
you
phrases.
Laugh about the girl parts, huh? He's turning red. I did a good job embarrassing him today.
I'm just saying, like, phrases.
Right.
They use them. Mm-hmm. Like, or like, LMAO.
Laughing my ass off?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, you know the abbreviations for it. You know all the words, right? I know you know all the words.
I asked Mom what it meant, actually, because she used it, and I was like, what does that mean? Because I've seen it before.
Who swears more, me or Mom?
I don't really know how much Mom swears, because I'm not with her in kind of her workplace,
because
she works during the day, and she doesn't kind of work her hobby. And she just has her one job while I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in your normal job. But I met those guys before, and they swear a lot.
Yeah.
So, or they don't swear a lot, but they definitely swear. And they've definitely sworn before. But at the gym, sometimes you swear. It's kind of different, and there's a lot more swearing there.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of, I don't know.
It's a gang mentality.
Yeah. It's a mentality or a different almost perspective on life or
yeah, it's very different
mentality.
It's a different
lifestyle as well. Like fight family and everything, it kind of is a fight family, and it's a lifestyle. Like being a pro fighter and being like a successful pro UFC fighter, it's not just being a UFC fighter. It's the way you live your life. When you're that committed.
Do you consider any of the fighters your heroes?
Well, yeah. Like, there's a lot of professional athletes that you could consider role models or heroes, as you put it. Like, people like Mr. Superfly. I mean, he involves his community and a lot of his family and friends. And he's kind of just a good guy all around, which some fighters... Most fighters aren't that kind of person. And there's also... For me, it's not just those MMA fighters. It's any kind of professional athlete who does stuff. Like, what J.J. Watt did after Hurricane Harvey is inspiring, and that's like being a role model. Like, Larry Fitzgerald never kind of... taunting anybody or doing any crazy wacky celebrations is inspiring. Like just being respectful and not really taking it too far or always being serious about it.
We're going a little bit long, but I still want to... I got a couple questions about this. This is, like, I kind of really like this topic. You have been around some professional athletes, and you see the good and the bad of them, all right? You're in a locker room. You're with me. We talk about people at home, things that we're concerned about with their personalities and behavior sometimes. Yeah. So you know, like, the highs and the lows of athletic sports. And hopefully you know that any athlete is going to be pretty much like the fighters that you see. If they're football players, basketball players.
I mean, there's always a dark side to everybody.
Right.
They're like... When you lose, you're not happy, and when you lose, some people lose it. And or if you, or it's especially those guys that are either big superstars or people that expect to win, and when they don't win, they just...
I guess I was going more into the hero realm and role modeling. You know that some of these guys aren't the best people in the world, even though they show that image on the outside.
Yeah.
We're not going to break down any names and stuff. That's people's careers and that's gym stuff. And you know, you know the gym code already. You live the gym code with us. You know that anything we say about the gym is private. We don't tell anybody except for Fight Family. And it stays in here. And that's why I'm able to have discussions like this with you, because you understand that.
And that's what...
Do you consider any athletes role models? Or do you know in your head that every athlete is like these athletes, not just the mid-level pro athletes? Every athlete is like this, probably.
There's good things and bad things, and really what you have to separate usually from a pro athlete is the good and the bad. So you take away... When you take away the bad, you try to take on the good. But, I mean, obviously, the role model people are people like either you or Mr. Superfly, or really respectable people like that, who, like, don't drink, don't do drugs, and are pretty calm people that... Pretty calm, laid-back people that... I wouldn't say don't care as much, but, like, they're not as...
Their ego's not too big.
Yeah, they're not as flamboyant or...
Superfly's pretty flamboyant.
But...
Superfly's got a lot of girlfriends.
You're not... You two are not fueled by your ego. And it's not that kind of ego flamboyant where you're just always ignorantly or arrogantly flamboyant.
Ask Mom. I have a pretty big ego. Force doesn't know what to say to that. I do have a big ego. I believe in myself a lot.
Well, I think there's kind of a difference between ego and believing in yourself, right?
I look in the mirror and I flex all the time. I'm like, damn, I look good. Well, sometimes, when I'm in fight shape. Right now, I hide from the mirror.
Right?
All right, on that, we're probably going to get out of here. Anything else you want to say?
Separate the good. When you're looking at a role model, separate the good and the bad and take the good and leave the bad.
Maybe you should find role models, you know, because the people that... some of the children in your age group are worshiping, they're probably not good people.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of where I was going with this. I mean, you can't look at somebody from their athletic accomplishments and think that they're a good person. And I hope that you can see that. Same thing with movie stars and anyone important.
You can't be selfish and then... You can't be selfish and then put your own money into, like, a donation effort. Like... Or something like that. So,
right. Well, people do that. I mean, because that's how you cover your tracks, or you feel bad about what you do, or maybe you really do want to help, and, you know, our moral set's different than someone else's moral set.
Yeah, so, and then just the way people act, too. Like, sometimes you can tell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't, though, so that's difficult.
So, in closing, all I really want to hand to you, from me to you, is don't pick your own models because these guys are great athletes or the media talks about them. Really,
well, can't they be your athletic role models? Like,
they can definitely be your athletic role models. Like, I wish I could punch like Mike Tyson. I wouldn't want to live Mike Tyson's life, and because Mike Tyson was a thug a lot of his life. He's a very bad man.
Yeah.
You know, but I wish I had his punching power or his movement. I wish I could be like some other people I know bad things about that I hero worship.
Dominic Cruz isn't a bad person.
He could be. I don't know. I don't know him personally. But
if he was a bad person, that's another athletic person that you would look up to.
Right. There's a lot of people I would look up to athletically that I know are probably not the person that they project themselves to be, you know? Yeah. John Jones is a perfect example of that, I would believe.
Yeah. All right. For sure.
But on that, I'm going to close. But I would stress to you, please do not worship anyone you do not know personally.
Yeah.
All right. Find someone in your life that you want to be like and model yourself after them. Don't go after someone that model yourself after someone that's made up in the media.
Yeah.
Because it really is a setup for disappointment.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, when you're a star that high, people are going to try and cut you down and bad things are going to come out about you, all right?
Yeah.
Make sure that, you know, find a role model in your church or school or life.
Or home even.
Or home and be like that person.
Yeah.
All right?
And then you also have to take things from different people, like, too.
Right, for sure. You definitely learn from everyone, but for role models, make sure it's someone you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody you know personally and that they're a good person.
Yeah, and you can observe them. Like, Mustafa is one of my role models. Coach Eric is one of my role models. Coach Keith is one of my role models.
Those are all really good people.
Exactly, because I know them. I trust Crew Mark is one of my role models. I don't really know Cameron enough. I haven't been around him enough, but I consider Cameron a role model as well. Cameron Linehart, the pastor.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what I'm saying. In my life, I find role models that I want to be like, and I've watched them in life, and I've observed them for years and years and years, and I'm like, that person is a good person. That's who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what you should do.
Good closing statement.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Yep.
It's time to go to bed.
Okay.